Someday, we're going to have a week where we don't talk about Donald Trump. But this isn't that week.
Hello, and welcome to the Prickly City Podcast for April 15th, 2019. I'm Janine Fadich, and here is your host and the creator of Prickly City, Scott Stantis.
Thank you, Janine Fadich, and thank you all for listening to this week's edition of the Prickly City Podcast. Yeah, you know, it just... He just sucks the air, out of the room. I mean, every friggin' week. I mean, even last week, he's talking about sending the immigrant, the overflow asylum seekers to...
sanctuary cities.
Yeah. And so that takes up everything else. The Mueller report's going to come out later this week. And the Justice Department said they're going to... Unredacted, they're going to release it.
Oh,
so that's
okay.
Going to be interesting.
Because that's what a lot of talk was about.
Was it? Okay.
Yes.
And so, yeah, I want to talk about immigration. Should I hold on till now or till the end? Just
to reiterate... At the end, and also you're going to be discussing that
next week,
maybe,
or the week,
after.
Yeah, I do
like
a series.
That.
I'm doing a series on immigration. Just I'll make it a very short.
Okay.
And I'll go into it next week. I'm very pro immigration. You know, anyone. I was talking to a friend of mine. who's also feels very similarly, and we're just talking that immigration, and we're just sick and tired of hearing our parents and our grandparents say, "Well, my parents came through, and they came through legally." He says that's because anyone who wanted to come through came through. Unless you had an open sore or had a criminal record, you got in. So that really doesn't hold up, folks. But I'll hold this for another podcast. What conversation are we having this week?
Well, collusion. You had mentioned that.
For it or against it?
Well, Carmen said that collusion was never the big issue with her. And Ross Shales agrees. He says, it's the disgusting that's the problem. If this is winning, then count me out. And then I left the GOP.
Yeah, I mean, just like, listen, I mean, I hold on by my fingertips this way. You question my GOP-ish.
Yes, I do.
You do. And it's hard to be a part of it when this is the tone and timber of the party, and this is the guy who reflects it. That's just not for me, but okay.
Well, Loveland Clay disagrees. He says, this is the problem. People just don't like Trump. So what? He was hired to do a job, and he's doing it very well. If you lefties don't like him, get a better candidate to run against him. Good luck with that.
You know what? That's who was that again?
Loveland Clay.
You know what? I don't disagree with that. For I find Trump reprehensible. I find him repulsive, quite frankly. I was raised to be polite and to actually be articulate and to know history and know what I'm talking about. But at the end, I do talk about his reelection and about the fact that that the economy is going well. It's slowing down a little bit right now, but it's slowing down in a good way, strangely. I'm not sure how much of this is management, but here's the thing. President takes credit for a good economy, but he or she will also take the blame for the bad.
Yeah, they had a lot of people saying, no, it's Obama that made the good economy.
I don't know that that's entirely true. I mean, if Obama had made a good economy, it would have been a good economy under Obama. I think Obama's stewardship of the recession was good. It was solid. It was yeoman-like. And, you know, he didn't rattle the economic cage. And so we got through it, and it could have been a lot deeper. But that I think that coupled with the tax cuts, coupled with a clearly pro-business administration, many would argue, and maybe rightfully so, that it's too pro-business.
Well, Walking Man Comics says, the economy is doing well for those already doing well. Not so much for the rest of us. Unemployment is at record lows because people are working two, even three jobs just to stay afloat in this quote-unquote good economy. Wages are going up here and there, not everywhere, because big businesses are being shamed or litigated into raising rates, and we're at peace except for Afghanistan and soon Venezuela, possibly Palestine, and all of our offshore drone strikes. See the problem?
No, and what passes for at peace now is different than, you know, and you're right. We're still in Iraq. We're still in Afghanistan. We're still in, you know, even though they said they withdrew the troops, we're still in Syria in a very small way. We're going to be in Yemen. So, yeah, I mean, we're at peace. Yeah, relatively, we're at peace. I disagree with him. Now, who is this again? Great name.
Walking Man Comics.
Walking Man Comics. I disagree with you on the job numbers. The people are, there aren't people working two jobs, a lot more than ever before. But there are still a lot of people who aren't. And to say that income is not going up is not true either. It is across the board. It's going up very slowly. And the reason it's going up is for very simple economic reasons, not for shame, not for litigation. It's going up because there's competition for labor. And when that happens, and that only happens with low unemployment. And so what's happening is there's competition for labor, which means that the employer is going to have to pay more to entice good, you know, labor that they can hire. So those are natural forces at play here, and that's better than forcing them, than having some city say you have to pay $15 an hour minimum wage or any of that stuff. What works best is low unemployment.
So we had a lot of people comment on the Mueller report, but you said that they are going to be releasing it unredacted now?
Say that again?
We had a lot of comments on the Mueller report, and you mentioned that they were going to be releasing it this week, unredacted?
Yeah. Yes.
Because that's what a lot of people are talking about.
I'm sorry. Now, I always make fun of Janine for, like, zoning out or whatever. Full disclosure here, I was looking at my Apple Watch buzzed me, and I got an email and a text, and I was reading it, so I wasn't paying attention. I'm sorry, Janine.
It's okay.
Can you forgive me?
Yes.
Thank you.
So go on now.
No, you were going to read it about being redacted.
I'm just saying
about
that people were, they didn't know this at the time.
Right.
So there were a lot of comments on it.
Saying what?
Saying that, you know, there were many people who were saying, oh, there's no collusion, no matter what. And others were just like, Ronnie A. Thompson just released the report and his income tax records to Congress. Then we can make up our minds based on facts and not someone's opinion.
Exactly. No, you can't say the Mueller report absolves him or the Mueller report doesn't absolve him because we haven't read it. And for me, I am almost radically for transparency in government. I think reports should be made public. And the fact that this wasn't, the only reason that parts of it would be redacted is it was grand jury testimony, which is private, and it stays private, so grand juries can be efficient. But now we're going to find out. Now, as far as the tax returns, I may actually comment. I'm writing a week on Prickly Seed. I have just started it last night. I might add an opinion I have, which I think will be unpopular, and that is I don't know that I think Congress asking for Trump's tax returns, I have serious problems with that. It weaponizes, it politicizes the IRS, and there's no reason to get them other than to have a fishing expedition, in my view. They haven't given us solid reasons. Yes, there's, you know, did he use his money for, did he get cash from foreign entities? Did he use, you know, the emolument part of the Constitution? Does this fly in the face of that? But they're not very specific. And for me, this is just to get him. And, you know, as I mentioned earlier, I find the man repulsive. But he's also an American citizen and should have due process like everybody else.
I think it's just that he said he was going to release them. He kept coming with a whole bunch of excuses not to. All the other candidates did, or Hillary did when they were running. He said he will. He's just waiting for his accountant to give the go-ahead. He had to wait till a certain time, and he'd release them. And, of course, it's been 2 years.
Yeah, and he got elected without releasing them.
Right.
The same way that Barack Obama did not release his birth certificate and still got elected.
He did. He released a shortened version. No, he released a version of it. It doesn't matter what his birth certificate said. We know his mother was an American citizen, so it shouldn't have even mattered.
I agree, but I'm saying that he didn't release it during the campaign, and he still got elected. He released it in the long form afterwards and everything. So my point is that the people still voted for this guy, even though he didn't release his taxes. I don't know when that started. I mean, we had this discussion this morning at the Chicago Tribune.
Started having to show your taxes or feeling you had to?
Yeah, I think it was Nixon, actually, of all people, who released his tax returns, and that just became a thing that candidates did. I always thought it was weird. I always thought that your tax returns were sort of sacrosanct. It was almost like, you know, doctor-client privilege, doctor-patient privilege, or attorney-client privilege. I'm having trouble saying privilege, apparently. But apparently it's not. So any more comments?
Well, there was an interesting one by Robin Hood, who is generally very conservative and actually a couple days before he made this comment, commented that there was no collusion. But he says here, what no one seems to understand is that Mueller has been working for Trump the whole time. Mueller got rid of Trump's enemies on unrelated indictments, then cleared him of all wrongdoing, handing Trump the 2020 election. Let's keep an eye on Mueller's lifestyle for the next couple years.
Wow, I don't see it that way. I think Mueller has so far, we'll read the report, but I think he's acted incredibly honorably during this whole episode and could have been far worse. There were no leaks, and when someone on his team actually said something inappropriate, he got fired. And so I think I'm going to trust this report and see what it says. I mean, when it came out and when Barr came out with his 4-page, you know, summary saying that there was no collusion, then I think that indeed did hand the election to, not handed the election, but I think it's certainly a big plus for the Trump campaign. And so, you know, but that's, if those are the facts, then those are the facts, and we go forward. Anything else?
Well, here was a nice, this is just kind of a nice note to end it on.
Let's end it on something nice.
Cheapskate Zero was actually made a comment to Holden On, who they tend to have disagreements, and he said, "I actually enjoyed our exchanges the last week or so. We don't agree with each other, yet we engage politely and respectfully, I think. What do you think? After all, this is not about forcing our opinions on each other, just sharing. An old saying I heard some time ago, if both of us agreed on absolutely everything, then one of us is unnecessary."
That's wonderful. And who was that again?
Cheapskate Zero.
Cheapskate Zero, you comment a lot, and I really appreciate that. And we use your comments a lot on this podcast. And so thank you. Yeah, and that's absolutely where we should be going. What would be interesting is if you two could actually have a conversation. Let me throw this out, and then I'll end the podcast on this note. Why don't you two talk about a subject that you don't agree on and see if you can compromise on it? And that's, I've done this with friends of mine who are very, very far left on things like healthcare or gun control. Can we meet somewhere in the middle? Maybe you can't. You know, maybe that's, you're just not, you just can't get from here to there, and that's fine. But wouldn't that be an interesting conversation to say, okay, let's try to resolve gun control. And first off, say, is this a problem? You may think it's not. But if you both agree that something can and should be done, then work towards a solution. See what solution you can come up with. I think you'd be surprised how well that works when you get in that mindset. But obviously, Congress and the Senate are not going to be in that mindset, maybe ever. But hope springs eternal. It's spring. You can tell by my voice. I'm kind of sexy, husky voice today. Am I right, Janine?
Oh, yeah.
But thank you, Janine, for joining me again on this podcast.
You're welcome.
Thank you to our wonderful producer, Brian Altimer. And thank you to WGN and WGN Plus for allowing us to use their equipment and post this darn thing. And if you want to keep up with the antics of Carmen and Winslow, you're more than welcome to go to gocomics.com/prickly city. That's gocomics.com/prickly city, and register if you want. And you get free stuff, and they don't really bombard you with a bunch of crap, which is nice. So it really will not be annoying, I promise. And then click the little heart next to Prickly City, and you can leave a comment, which we may read here on the podcast.
Yeah.
And if you want to contact us directly, please feel free to do so. Just write us at pricklycity@gmail.com. That's prickly city@gmail.com. That about wraps it up, but one last big, massive, huge thank you to you for listening to this week's edition, and until next time, we'll see you in the funny papers.